Hey guys, getting a little rusty. Haven't been recording on podcasts in a little bit. I've been swamped with client work, so much client work. But luckily, I kind of got to a turning point in my life, my like personal life. My kids are getting older and they're able to be home more, both kind of by themselves with my oldest daughter watching them. My mom can kind of run up, watch them if they need to. Brayden, when he's home and not driving in his business, can be with them. So I have a little bit more freedom. So I spent the entire day, 8 a.m. to now it's 5 p.m., away from my family. And that is very rare for me. And so I was able to get a lot of work done. And that's kind of what my summer is going to start looking like a little bit more. I'll have a lot of half days in the summer, but a few more long, full days, which I'm really lucky to finally be able to be in a position to be able to do. So today has been a really awesome day, but I thought back and I was planning on talking about this a little while ago because I had a conversation with one of my clients about this. But patience as something like actually practical and something that's tangible. So people all the time, I mean, mostly Gary Vaynerchuk every day, like one of his big things is like practicing patience. And of course we all know this. Yes, I know things take time and it seems so like this arbitrary thing that's like floating in the air. It's not like a concrete thing, patience. But it's a practice. When people say practice patience, it's actually that. It's like yoga. It's a practice. It's not something you can just turn on and off, I think, very easily. It's something that you have to kind of work at day by day, and you get better every single day. Really looking at your life and reflecting on what your priorities are right now, like right in this moment, this season of your life, like where are your kids at if you have kids? Like where is your husband at if you have a husband? Where are your parents at if you take care of older parents? Maybe you have a full-time job and those have responsibilities that you need to fulfill right now. So just constantly being in a daily, weekly, monthly, quarterly, yearly reflection period where you look at your life and say, okay, right now, what is needed of me? Like, where am I getting pulled? What are the different directions I'm getting pulled in? And what's the priority here? Where can I focus? And I want to tell you guys a story that I heard. It was actually last October, is when I spoke at my very first Innovative Nutrition conference. One of the speakers was another good friend of mine, Erica Dawn Page. She was a client, and she does energy coaching. And she's fascinating, and it's still to this day, it's kind of hard for me to wrap my mind around what she does, but she really looks like a very holistic, like overly holistic view of a human being, and not just like emotionally and spiritually, but like energy. She looks at like your actual internal energy, what's connecting you with other things in the universe. And again, if you're not really woo-woo or like a faith-based person, that might be something that's kind of like non-tangible to kind of wrap your mind around. So it was still hard for me to kind of like understand what she did exactly. But the things that she shared in her speech were fascinating. And one thing really stuck out to me, especially looking at her life, we're very similar. She actually has 6 children as well. And she, at the time of her speech in October, I believe her baby was 1 year old. So she still had babies at home. Her oldest, I think, she had much more of a gap than my kids. Her oldest, I believe, was either a senior in high school or at least in high school. So she was able to have a lot of help because some of her kids were older. But then she had this situation in her life where this new baby came along. And it really does kind of throw a wrench in your plans. I mean, not to sound insensitive. Of course, we love babies. But it really does like make you shift your focus. And one thing that was fascinating to me was she was saying that she was actually in network marketing in a different company before. And when she was building up her network marketing business, she was a single mom. She had, I want to say 4 or maybe 5 kids at the time. And she knew that she wanted to be independent. She knew she had to raise these kids. She knew that having this business, this network marketing business, where she was the one driving her sales and it was her efforts that was going to really reflect the income she was making each month, she knew that was going to be a huge priority. And she looked at herself and looked at her life and said, okay, like if this is going to be my main priority right now, I have got to put it as a priority and focus all my time and energy on this. And so everything else has to go by the wayside. And what she said at that speech, which was like super interesting to me, was she was like, my kids barely got their homework done. I had some kids that were failing school because I was not focused on that. I said I was going to take 1 year or however long, maybe it was 6 months. I'm going to focus on this business and get us to a place that because I put this time and effort in right now, it will help pay us for the rest of our lives. So she was okay with her kids failing. She was okay with being the mom that was never there at school. She was okay with her house being dirty. Other things had to take a back seat because she was building her business. And so usually you see people speaking about the flip side. Like, I speak to my clients about this all the time because I have people that are moms. You know, my clients are most of the time mothers, and their kids need them for certain times in their life. Some people have grown kids that are adults and maybe going into college, or maybe getting married, or maybe having their first baby, or maybe you are having new babies and you just have to put the time in, the hours in. I did. I mean, I was there. I didn't go to work. My kids didn't go to daycare, and there's nothing wrong with daycare. That was just the path I decided not to do. And so my attention had to be divided and focused on kids. Some people have special needs kids. Some people have kids that are going through emotional problems or divorce, or there's a lot of different things that could be happening that maybe your business has to take a back seat, or there's some things in your business that you really want to do and you're really excited about, but you have to wait until there's just more time in your life and space to make it a priority and give it the attention it deserves. But I liked the idea of doing the flip side, being like, okay, you know what? Like, it's okay that my kids are not coming first. Like, it's okay that I have to put clients first right now. I'm going to really hyper focus on this thing, get it to a place that's going to pay us off dividends in the long term, and then refocus. And what she said was, now, years later, her daughter is like valedictorian in school, the one that was failing, valedictorian. Like, there's never too late to turn situations around, and it's never too late to refocus. So just keep that in mind. Whatever season you're in, please start reflecting on who needs what from you and what you need to feel fulfilled. Feel fulfilled, is that right? That speech is kind of hard. Please reflect on that and be intentional about what you're spending your time on. And really know that you're going to have to be patient in some things. We can do anything, but we can't do everything all at once. So we really have to know that you can always get more money. You can't get more time. You can't buy more hours in the day. You can't buy extra years under your life, right? So it's our most precious asset, our time. And so please be intentional, and please really reflect and know that what you're doing is right for you right now. It's the only way you're going to get ahead and really put your time and effort towards what you need to do right now.